I walked out of Sychar that day at noon, just that time when every rock in the valley of Shechem blisters in heat, that time we in Sychar long for the shadows to lengthen and the cool winds of night to sweep down the brown sides of Mount Gerizim. It had been a dry, dry season. Even the vineyards, watered faithfully by hand, drooped lifeless in the midday heat. The pitcher felt heavy on my shoulder, and my feet burned like hot coals through my sandals. What was I doing out here at noon? Well, if you have to know, at noon all the women of Sychar come to the village well. It's much too hot to come all the way out here to Jacob's well, although it's much the better water. Well, when I got near them, they turned up their noses and stopped talking. Some of them just turned their backs. So I stuck out my tongue at them and kept on walking. Oh, don't worry, I'm used to that. On my way out of the village, I passed by some strangers, some Jews. They turned their heads away when they passed me. You know, Jews call us Samaritans half-breeds. That is, among other things, they call us half-breeds. But they don't mind cutting through Samaria when they travel between Judea and Galilee. The road forks north, right, at Jacob's well. When I got close to Jacob's well, I could see a man sitting there, a stranger, a Jew. And I knew he was a Jew because of the fringes on his robe. And the Jew looked up, and he spoke to me. Now look, Jews don't speak to women. Some of them, the Pharisees, even shut their eyes when they see a woman. We call them the bruised and bleeding Pharisees, you see, because they go in crashing into walls and houses with their eyes shut. Serve them right, I say. But this Jew, he not only spoke to me, he asked me a favor, me, a woman, a Samaritan. Why, the Samaritans have been fighting with Jews for 400 years, ever since the exile, when the Jews rebuilt the temple of Solomon at Jerusalem on Mount Zion. We weren't good enough to touch their precious temple, but we showed them. We built one over here on Mount Gerizim. They keep threatening to tear that one down. Well, I thought he and his friends, they better get on their way. It's a brave Jew who would be found lingering at dark in Shechem. He asked me for a drink of water, and I shook my head. No, I wasn't about to give water to a Jew. I would have run away, but I couldn't go back to my man without water. He laughed a little when he saw me shake my head. He said if I had asked him for water, he would have given me living water. Well, everyone knows running water is better than well water, but where was he to get it? Well, no man gets the better of me. I've known a lot of men, so I sassed him right back. I told him I didn't see him carrying any bucket. Oh, the man didn't even have a cup. And the well is over 100 feet deep. Where would he get this living water that he's talking about? And then before he could answer, I asked him if he thought he was greater than Jacob, who gave us the well. I knew that would get him. Jews don't believe Jacob is father to Samaritans. All the forefathers are Jewish property, you know, but I told him I did. But he didn't get mad or anything. He laughed again. He's one of those Jews who likes to talk in riddles. He asked if I drank the water he gave me. He said that if I drank the water he gave me, I would never be thirsty again. Well, that sounded pretty good to me, even if he was joking. I was so hot, I said I'd take it. Imagine I was never thirsty again. I would never have to walk out to Jacob's well at noon, never have to walk past all those stuck-up women who thought they were better than me. And then, you know what he said? go and get your husband and come back. He looked at me. His eyes seemed to sink into mine. Just when I think I'm safe, somebody knows. Even a strange Jew. Our souls are never, never safe from such eyes, right? The joke had already died on my lips. All I could stammer was, I have no husband. And then as he went on, I stiffened. I could feel the blood draining from my face with his eyes on me. Kind, but merciless. He told me about the 5 men I had lived with and the one I live with now. I don't know how he knew so much about me. The Jew was right. I have no husband. I tasted the ashes of my life in my mouth. I felt faint, and I bent over the well to get the coolness of the water on my face. And it was as if I could see the dark in the dark water below my life. And I saw for myself what I was. And I murmured, "You are a prophet." And oh, how I longed to taste the living water. Now I knew what he meant, and I turned and I asked where I should go to make sacrifice and to be forgiven, to the Jewish temple or to the Samaritan temple. In his eyes, I saw love and forgiveness and grace there. No one has ever looked at me like that, certainly no man. And he took my heavy pitcher, he set it down, and he said, "It doesn't matter. God is spirit." And I nodded. And I said, "When Christ comes, he will tell us all about that." And do you know, it was to me, a Samaritan woman, a sinner, that he first said, "I who talk to you am he." And I gasped, wondering if he knew what he was saying. And I saw his friends coming back from Sychar with food in their hands. I didn't want him to get into trouble for talking to me. So I ran back to Sychar. I knew there was no use talking to those women. They wouldn't listen to me, so I ran to the village, and I told them about the man. I must have told it right, because the men gathered up their robes between their legs so they could run. And when they started to run, you know how it is, everyone started running with them. And I ran the fastest of all. When I came close to Jacob's well, I saw the man with his friends, and I stopped to catch my breath and to wait for the others. And I heard the Jew say to his friends, "Don't say it's 4 months till harvest. Look, lift up your eyes. Look, the fields are white already for harvest." There are no fields in the dry valley ready for harvest. Nothing white. Nothing white in all that brown valley of Shechem, except the Samaritans in their white robes. A huge crowd strung out over the fields behind me, all the way back to Sychar. Amen.